Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in the loop. Appreciate you hanging out with us. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetula on a Reaction Monday. And around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, we begin by a battle of Ohio. You had Bengals, you had Browns, and you had drama.
Did you ever?
Bengals end up getting a victory there, 21-14. Neither of these teams above 500 still.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is the toilet bowl.
It really was. Bengals are 3-4. It's wild to think about that because, like, the Bengals, again, had seemingly brought themselves out of the basement of the NFL, the laughingstock as they seem to be in some ways. And they're having a little bit of a rough time of it, but obviously the rougher time being had was the Cleveland Browns. They are now 1-6 after this loss, and they lose their franchise quarterback, which people did not seem to hate too much. As there were boos that rained down, and I'm sure you know this if you do not live under a rock and consume anything that could has to do with the NFL. Deshaun Watson is injured in non-contact, and if you see it close enough,
yeah, you know.
You know the ripple that happens on the back of the leg.
By the way, it's officially official.
Yes. He has the Achilles tear, and so he will be gone for a good amount of time. And that guaranteed contract continues to look even worse, as he will now miss even more games. He already missed 11 to start, remember, the suspension? Played 19 games, has not looked particularly good, and then, boom, he's back to missing a whole bunch of games. But during the course of this, fans go and boo at that home stadium. In a home game, they boo the starting quarterback being injured and very obviously injured as well.
Did they boo or did they cheer?
Did they cheer?
They did both, I guess.
There's a little bit of both.
I know he got booed in the intros.
Yeah.
He got booed as they introduced the quarterback. And I think it was some people actually cheering.
Oh, when he got hurt, when he was down on the field. Yeah. Yes. But here's the thing. I know we're going to hear from Myles Garrett and Jameis Winston. And maybe we should do that first. Because I think there's a very obvious sort of answer to what was going on the field. It wasn't necessarily about what he did off the field.
Well, all right, this is Myles Garrett and his takes on whatever the crowd reaction was to Deshaun Watson's injury.
No one deserves that. I've seen him work his ass off to, get back here, in here, and put a smile on his face and, try to put everything that's outside the facility behind him. No death threats. People come to his house. People, going after his family. No, like I said, no one deserves that. And I hate using the word deserves. I'm usually pretty consistent saying earned. He hadn't earned it and he doesn't deserve it. No, man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays the game as hard as anyone I've seen.
Puts
everything on the line, willing to throw his body out there. And he plays the game at 100 miles per hour. And there's a risk in being injured, and that he took that risk. But we have to be there for him as a team, as an organization. We can't look down on a guy because of any mistakes on the field or anything off the field. No, we don't have anything.
Okay. That's plenty.
Most of his pro career.
Yeah, that's. I understand where you're coming from, Miles.
Yeah,
I do. I understand what you're trying to get at, right? Like this is not a good look on the human fraternity.
Yeah.
To then be happy at someone's downfall, and yet still it feels like you ain't been here before. And I think Miles probably got to I think the most effective way of talking about this is that nobody really should have that. Jameis decided to come in with some hand ring, baby. Like that is some. I know that he was in church because the way that he was guilt tripping folks was kind of crazy. This is Jameis Winston about it.
I am very upset with the reaction to a man
that has had the world against him.
Against him.
For the past 4 years. And he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. For myself, every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game. When I first got here, I knew these were some amazing fans. But Deshaun was treated badly. And now he has to overcome another obstacle.
Thank you for...
Can I hear an music. Amen?
Yeah. All right, so again, trying not to make light of, again, a pretty terrible injury. But dude, man, like... Y'all really want to get out here and do this? Like, put his life... Like, it feels a little heavy-handed, doesn't it? Put his life on the line. I understand, right? I'm one of the people that will talk about the fact that these players are trading on their body, right? And that is not something to be taken lightly. I think you get your point across without being so damn heavy-handed.
Well, I think it's... I think it's looking the wrong direction. I really do. Look, first of all... Let's talk about what was not part of most of his pro football career. It was a long time and a big controversy, so that's neither here nor there, I guess. I get Miles Garrett's point there. But my thing, Figgy, is I don't think any of those cheers had anything to do with anything off the field.
Nope. Not in that stadium.
Cheering. For what you did with those women.
See, you got some people on social media, and that's a whole different world.
Yes.
That's doing that. But as far as people there in the stadium,
it's because he stunk.
Yep.
That's why.
And honestly, even the players talking about this now, nobody gave a damn about what he did off the field. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, I do wonder if you did, if there was any way for you to be able to express that, because, hey, man, you got to show up to work. And we've all been to work. We know how it goes, right? Like, even if you don't like someone at work, you got to find a way to make it work, you know? But, yeah, I think you're right in that regard, right?
It wasn't about anything off the field.
We've seen plenty of Browns fans, when he was first signed, cheer. We saw them get out here with some crazy signs and such. Like, they were good with it. What they were really booing was the idea of, hey, you took all this money and you have not gotten anywhere close to matching the expectation that comes with that. And that feels a little nasty. However, like, again, all things considered, what am I supposed to say?
Well, I get it.
And even if, let's say he didn't have all these off the field problems, if he was playing the same way with that same contract, they would have did the same thing.
Exactly. Man. And by the way, still insensitive.
Yeah.
Still, you know, a poor taste. You know, I'm not saying it's not. It is. But it had nothing, like, for Myles Garrett and Jameis Winston to sort of make this about what happened off the field. He didn't deserve this. No, you're right. But it wasn't about that. It was about, like, he was really, really bad. And they're football fans. Let's just be honest. They're in the moment. You get kind of dumb. You get caught up in the moment. Ask Georgia. Yeah. You know about
Tennessee?
That.
Oh, sorry, Texas, rather.
Yeah, you know, you get and you do dumb things. It was dumb, yes, but it had nothing to do with anything off the field.
Anyways, he's gonna miss a whole bunch of time. Like, I think they're gonna try and see if they can recover some money. I know that they took an insurance policy out.
They got 15 point something,
so
I think. Yeah.
I think they might be able to get a little bit of relief, but that's still gonna be a real nasty situation. At least I think, oddly enough. Would you view this as a positive or a negative in the course of this? And it's real nasty to then get to these places, but that's what football does for you, man. like, in some ways now, again, more money that you're not going to be able to get to, but now Kevin Stefanski has an opportunity to find a way to pivot away to a different quarterback. And I think as an organization, you might be able to really and truly sell ownership on, well, he is going to be gone for like a year and a half.
It's in the next season.
Yeah. Right? Now we can maybe move towards trying to get something as a more permanent solution.
Yes.
As opposed to just trying to fill the gap with like Jameis Winston or DTR.
I think the good and bad thing about this is, I mean, I think the season over for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can definitely look into maybe drafting the quarterback and look, because Deshaun, like, I feel like he's injury prone at this point. This is the second injury that kept him out for the rest of the year.
If you really want to be crass and insensitive, In a weird way, this was good for the organization. Because now you absolutely, not maybe, no, absolutely are drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
100%.
If they were smart, they would. Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL, as we talked way too much about the Browns.
hey, it's Deshaun.
yeah, I guess so. Yeah. The Eagles handled business in Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife Stadium. Daniel Jones was flat out benched in this game. And he, mind you, he has not thrown a touchdown at home since New Year's Day 2023. So,
that's
crazy
stats.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the teams are probably getting ready to move on from.
Yeah.
But Saquon had himself a day, right? If nobody else had themselves a day, he did. 17 carries, 176 yards.
That's pretty good.
And a touchdown in his return. And apparently, he also added a little bit on top in the postgame and poked the bear.
That was crazy. I mean, I've seen my jersey get burned before over on social media, but the timing of it, like, I'm locked in, I'm listening to my music, and I see, like, the fans, and all I see is fans just pointing, and I look, I'm like, where are they pointing at? And I see smoke, and I'm just like, my jersey getting burned. So, that was definitely different. I don't know if I ever experienced anything like that in my life, and, you know, hopefully I don't experience that again. But in that moment, I was ready for 3rd and 1. Let's just say that.
I was ready for 3rd and 1. He was not going to be denied. And I'm a big dummy. I thought, you know, no way, you know, that, like, the Giants, no way are going to let Saquon go off. Well, they're just bad. And he went off. And, you know, it was just, boy, you can't look dumber than the New York Giants do right now.
Some other injury news. DK Metcalf was carted off in their game, the Seattle Seahawks game, with an injury. And so Seahawks got a win versus the Falcons, but it might have been Pyrrhic in losing their best wide receiver in that way. And then also, Tua Tagovailoa gives us a little bit of an update on his situation, that he is targeting week 8 versus the Cardinals to possibly return from IR after, you know, the multitude of concussions that he has dealt with.
I saw this and I just kind of got sick to my stomach a little bit. I get it. It's his life. It's his call. He wants to play, but I just hate this. I'm going to literally be waiting for the next one.
I mean, that's where we were before as well.
Yeah.
Right? I think football, the tough part about it is, man, all these dudes are a short distance away from something major happening. But when it's happened that like that, and especially knowing what we know about concussions and how having one makes the next one more likely, it really is kind of scary. You got to remember that the Dolphins are on the schedule December 15th. Yeah. So it does seem like if Tua gets his way, he will be in that, you know, available or possibly available for the Texans, because then, again, you get to the place where you go, hey, what happens if he has another concussion?
I'm waiting for it. I mean, that's how sad and dangerous and scary it is with Tua. I'm waiting for, at one point, he's going to fall and he's going to be out again. It's awful.
Yeah, that's what we're kind of waiting on in some ways, sadly enough, with Tua Tagovailoa. We got another Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. Which of these games are you going to be more interested in? Ravens, Buccaneers, or Chargers, Cardinals?
Oh, I don't know.
I hate these AFC versus NFC type stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, man, like, give me something to watch. These don't really matter like that.
Okay.
Unless it's like a Super Bowl preview or something.
Fig, were you against are you against interplay in baseball? Interleague play?
Interleague play.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, it don't matter, man.
I don't want to see these teams. Give me a division game.
Give me something that localizes it. Boy, matters to me?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about it in those terms. Chargers, Cardinals, or Ravens, Bucks. I kind of like,
are you going to see really? I thought this would be a toss-up.
No.
Easy.
No, I think the Cardinals are fun to watch. Chargers, you know, with Jim Harbaugh, but Derrick Henry, man,
you probably keep an eye on the Ravens,
just
kind of see how they look.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's another one that you're going to run up against during the course of this season. Christmas, you're going to see the Ravens, and so
I just want to see Derrick Henry run some more.
Yeah,
you know,
and you're going to have that opportunity tonight. Yeah. They have the earlier kickoff on Monday Night Football. Theirs, I believe, is ESPN. Theirs is ABC. And ESPN. Oh, okay, so they're doing the ESPN Plus exclusive with the Chargers Ravens game. I did forget about that one. So unless you specifically have ESPN Plus, don't even worry about that. Which does speak to something that is interesting. That is yet another step towards having NFL football games away from public TV consumption. Mm-hmm. And I guess you've already had like cable TV, but this is another step of paywall
that the NFL is moving further and further towards. Stuff, yeah.
Which I don't really like. I think the NFL, I always think of that Mark Cuban quote of pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And this, and I don't know. The NFL has constantly made moves that have made me think, oh, is this where they get slaughtered? And they just
you question everyone and then they make a gajillion.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But this feels like the one where I go, man, we're getting further and further away where now you're asking your fans to have a million apps of subscriptions.
Hey, we've said that before.
And at some point, that's not going, like, people aren't going to have the money to throw around just to watch NFL football. But hey, man, we'll see if people tune into ESPN Plus to catch Chargers Cardinals, especially when Ravens Buccaneers is on not just cable, but also free TV, ABC at 7:15 Central Time. So that's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get back to the Texans. And
don't say it.
Who hooped? Question mark? If there was, if anyone, right? Okay, let's not even say it that way. Who do you want to give some level of acknowledgement for
no,
for some
say
good
it.
Play?
Who hooped?
I guess we'll talk about who hooped next.